about 500,000 out of a population of 3.2 million in Havana, Cuba, went to Revolution Square. They took part in a May Day celebration. Code Pink's Medea Benjamin in Cuba from Washington says the celebration was wonderful.
Very spirited, people from all over Cuba, from the different provinces, and then people from all different countries. We met a delegation from Turkey and from Japan and from Korea, and a lot of folks were here from Canada, from England. There's quite a big French delegation, German, so there's dozens of countries represented here, and it's one of the places around the world where people still really celebrate International Workers' Day, and they do it with music, they do it with a lot of joy, and I think it was awesome.
And there were tens of thousands of union members and officers from the states.
This is just exhilarating and exciting.
Donna Edwards is an officer with the Maryland and DC AFL-CIO.
It's so important for us to be here in solidarity with unions, trade unionists from around the world, and to be hosted in Cuba is just so exciting. And people here celebrate workers, celebrate, you know, the work that we do and the leadership, and it gives us the enthusiasm to go back.
Edwards says by being in Cuba at the May Day celebration, you get the fire in your belly once again. George Gretchen is president of 1199 United Healthcare Workers East SEIU in New York City. He says walking around the streets of Havana, you see how effective, unfortunately, the embargo has been, that lifting it would change the landscape of Cuba.
It makes you wonder, in actual human lives, what has been the cost of this embargo. But there comes a time, as President Obama says, when 50 years of something has not worked. It's time to try real options. And I think an influx of resources to this place would make all the difference in the world. When you come here on May Day, there's no question that these people are very proud of their country. They're very proud of the political changes that it's gone through, including the revolution. But they're hurting. They have better health care than we do in the United States, and in many ways better education. But they really are hurting, and it is time for us to raise our voices, if for no other reason than the sake of humanity, to lift the embargo. So we are here once again to witness what a united people can do together.
I come here really to find out the Cuban people, to find out for myself what type of relationship is possible between Americans and Cubans.
Donald Hankinson is with the ILA, the International Longshoremen's Association in Pennsylvania.
I've heard many stories about who they are, what they are. I'm finding for myself that a lot of things that were told to me aren't true.
I think it's incredible, it's awesome, it's historical for us.
Glenn Middleton is a local president with AFSCME, the American Federation of State, County, and Municipal Employees out of Maryland.
There's been a plan by the right wing and the Tea Partiers to destroy organized labor and working families. We built a middle class. It's changing over the last 10, 15, 20 years. And what needs to happen is we've got to come back together. We've got to support working families because that builds the middle class. We are destroying the middle class in America.
And compare it to what's happening here in Cuba.
Where Cubans are, I've met a lot of them that are pro-union, pro-workers. The fact that the good thing about in Cuba, they have health care, free health care. They also have a free education, but also housing too. It's huge that the unions are much, much stronger here, and we'd like to see the same thing in America. It should be a relationship with businesses, but they have tried to destroy us because they want to continue to feed their pockets for themselves instead of thinking about the future of America, which is the young people. We're destroying the next generation.
George Gretchen with 1199 says it's very political.
It is a time in our country that there is an awakening now of the 1% versus the 99%. The 1% has overreached, has gotten to the point that people cannot work one job and take care of a family. You have to work two jobs in this country to try to take care of a family. And I think at this time, people who work hard every day and us being stared in the face by extreme wealth are changing our minds, and to some degree, the best organizer has always been the boss when the boss overreaches and doesn't let the worker get their fair share. And I think that's what we're seeing in the U.S.
Donna Edwards says the biggest roadblock being faced by union members in the state is capitalism.
It is all for profit. And they've been trying to kill the unions, and they've had a strategy to do that since probably the turn of the century. If you actually read newspapers from the early 1900s, they read very much like they're reading now. And so, you know, we know a long time ago why we went into politics and legislation is with a stroke of a pen, a politician can take away all the rights that we have earned at a bargaining table.
¡Viva el primero de mayo, Día Internacional de los Trabajadores! ¡Viva la Revolución Cubana!
Meanwhile, on a crawl above the band in Revolution Square, under a drawing of Che Guevara, is the message that Cuba is unified, sovereign, socialist, independent, and they aim to stay that way. Linda Perry, WBAI News, Havana, Cuba.